For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From Seattle, this is lawyer Allison Chen Holcomb.
In 1996, I was the lawyer who represented Martin Martinez on his first trial for medical marijuana use. And this was the first time in my life that I had ever defended a medical marijuana patient. It was also the first medical marijuana case that had been brought in King County. And it predated Washington's medical marijuana law. The things that I remember the most about representing Martin are Martin and his experiences and the time that he sat with me talking about his motorcycle accident and the ungodly amounts of morphine that were pumped through his system for the months that he was in hospital care, and how he was able to use marijuana to go on through literally bone-crushing injuries, damage to his optical nerve, calcification of all of his joints that limited his mobility, and become a carpenter again, building and remodeling people's homes while using medical marijuana. It was what he needed to control his pain and to have a normal life again and not to give up any reason for living. That was a very powerful moment in my life. The trial lasted for 2 weeks. Martin may remember at one point we had to take a break because as I was cross-examining the DEA agent who was testifying about the anticipated yield from Martin's garden, I challenged the basis of the data for the yield that he was describing Martin's grow being able to produce, and referenced what some of you may know about as the outdoor grows that were used in Texas by the government to establish what a plant could yield, and of course have these figures that balloon enormously. We had to take a break because the DEA agent got uncomfortable and had to call back to Washington, D.C. to see if he could answer my questions from this public document. It was kind of odd. The verdict was actually, it's not a verdict, it was a mistrial. The jury hung. There were 8 women on the jury and 4 men, and ultimately the jury hung 8 women to acquit and 4 men to convict. The women said, I looked at him, and as a mother or a grandmother or a sister, I could not see how we could justify denying this to this man who was able to live his life specifically because he used medical marijuana. And that was the instinct that was used by those women to justify the conclusions that they reached. The men, on the other hand, talked about not being able to quantify pain.
To hear additional podcasts from the Normal Conference, please visit norml.org and listen to this week's Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies programs. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.